Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're still in the middle of the Siman Kuf Samach Zayin dealing with the halachos of making hamotzi on bread, and we're at Siv Zayin, which begins towards the top of the Amud. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Ruvain Shahayano Tal Yodav Leachila. Ruvain is going to wash his hands to wash Netilas Yadayim. Already though, however, V'Yakov Hayim Mevarech Hamotzi. Yaakov has already started to make hamotzi. V'niskavin lahotzi hashomim, and he has intention to be motzi all those that are present there with his brach of hamotzi. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Memdal explains, v'gam hashomim kivnu lotzeis bevirchaso. And likewise, all the people that are there, including our Reuven, who has washed his hands, he is intending to be yotze with the hamotzi that Yaakov has made. Reuven's hands are wet. So what's the scenario here? Reuven's hands are wet. He washed the tilas yadayim, but he hasn't yet made the bracha of alan tilas yadayim. Meanwhile, Yaakov has said hamotzi lecha min oretz with intention to be motzi everybody there, including Reuven. And Reuven had intention to be yotzi with the bracha of Yaakov. So what's the halacha? So Reuven now, v'yachar kach ni gave Reuven yodav. Now Reuven is going to dry off his hands. They were still wet from his tilas yadayim. Uberach alan tilas yadayim lo hevi hefsek. This drying his hands now and saying the bracha al netilas yadayim lo hevi hefsek is not considered an interruption, and now he just has to eat the bread. He was already yotzi the bracha of hamotzi. He had washed his hands before the hamotzi. He's now drying them and making the bracha al netilas yadayim. It's not a hefsek, and in this situation, Reuven can eat the bread right now without having to make another hamotzi. He was yotzi with the bracha that Yaakov had made a few seconds before when his hands were still wet and Reuven's hands had not yet been dried. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Memhei explains, Hu adin kishe kol hanetila ubirchas al netilas yadayim hoya achakach. This would be true if his hands weren't even washed yet, and now he hears the bracha from Yaakov, listens to it, has intention to be yotze, then washes his hands, then makes the netilas yadayim, dries his hands, and then eats the bread. This is also good b'di'evit. Gam kin yotze b'di'evit. The calls there lo hevi hefsek. This netilas sidaim is not considered a hefsek. The hevi tzorech suda. It's a need of the suda. He can't eat the bread until he washes his hands. So, as we said, if you ask, bring me the salt from yesterday's shear, go feed the animals from yesterday's shear, that's not considered a hefsek. So, to Ovia, washing his hands, it's a necessity for him to eat the bread, is not considered a hefsek. The chanal, as we've already learned previously. V'lo nokat loshon zeh. So, why did Bidavka we say over here that he had washed his hands? El lahorus lano to come to teach us the din. Din birkas al netilas yadayim hayo bishosh Yaakov beirach hamotzi, since he had already washed his hands. So now, if Reuven says al netilas yadayim at the same moment that Yaakov is saying hamotzi lechem in aretz, in that situation, the lo yotzo, he wouldn't be able to fulfill his obligation. Dari tzorich lohovin lishmoa. You have to listen carefully and understand and hear. Masha Omer HaMavarach, that which bracha the person is making to be motziu, v'lo lahasig with Omer Chaim, not to interrupt him with anything else. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion in Sivkot Mem Gimel writes, u'mistavra, this would be true, afilum yomar shekivanti oz belibi lebirchas HaMavarach. Even if Reuven is saying, listen, while I said the Tilas Yadayim, I was carefully listening also to his saying Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, I can do two things at once, I can multitask, that's still no good. Kivan, the Chavetz Chaim continues in the Shaar Tzion, Kivan, the Mashi Yotzi Bishmiya, who rak me the Shomer Kone, because when you hear something, the reason why you Yotzi is as if you said it. There's a Shayach Davka Kishoshosek. That's only if you're quiet. Avol Moz Medaber. If you're talking, then, Lo Odith Mehamivorach Biatzmo, Birchas Emotzi Kishifsuk Bimsa Bedvar Macherim, the Lo Yotza. That's no different than if the person was actually making the bracha, would stop in the middle and say some other words, that would ruin his bracha. So to Ovir, if you say some other words while you're listening to the bracha, that's also no good. It's no better, and you're not yotze. Just like the person who's making the bracha can't interrupt in the middle, the person who's listening to the bracha can't interrupt in the middle. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here, and he says, "V'osh shomei akone." It's only called shomei akone if you're not interrupting with saying something, including even another bracha. And he says, "We'll learn these dinim." Ayin lekamen simon kuf pei gimel sof sivav. We'll learn these Samir Tzashem in an upcoming shiur. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, unfortunately, to our sins, to our great regret, There are many people that make the mistake and talk when they're trying to be yotzi with somebody else's bracha. For example, Bilal Shabbos Kodesh, and this happens frequently on a Friday night. The balabais is trying to be motzi all the people at the table with kiddush, and sometimes they may be talking or saying something, and that would not allow them to be yotzi with a kiddush. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkat Memvav, and he writes, even though we just talked and said that Shomea Kaone, Ukvar posa kamogin of Romla Elbasim and Kufnu Chesif Yudalef, Dim Kodim Sheberach al Natilos Yudayim, Berach Amotzi, Lo Yuchalavarach Ot al Natilos Yudayim, that if the person dried off his hands and he had already made the bracha of Amotzi, he can't make the bracha of Natilos Yudayim, so that's what we had learned previously. So how come over here it's good? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shiny Hach, here it's different. The Lo Nigev Yodav, here he didn't dry his hands. Previously, in Simen Kuf Nun Ches, if you dried your hands, that's it. You're done with the Tilas Yadayim. If you didn't make the bracha, it's too late. Because you have to make a bracha always prior to the completion of the act that the bracha is being made upon. But over here, Shani Hocha, the Lo Nigev Yodav, he hasn't dried his hands yet. Kodem Birchas Hamotzi, before the Hamotzi was made. And therefore, the Lo Nigbar HaMitzvah Dayim, the Mitzvah and Tilas Yadayim, is not yet completed because his hands are wet. However, Avol Kfar Nigev Gamkein, if he has already dried off his hands, then Lo Yachol Levarich Ot Al Natilas Yadayim, he isn't able to say the Bracha Al Natilas Yadayim anymore, Kiv Dekar Yotza BeBirchas Hamotzi, because the Mitzvah Hamotzi has already been completed. He washed his hands, he dried his hands, albeit he didn't make the Bracha. Now he said Hamotzi, so anything now in between is going to be an interruption, and it wouldn't be allowed. But in the case that we mentioned, in this situation, Yotzi v'birchas Yaakov, the Mechaber says, v'notzorach lachzol varach birchas Amotzi. In our case over here that we mentioned, since his hands were still wet, he was Yotzi with the bracha of Amotzi of Yaakov, and he still can go and make over here the Netilas Yadayim bracha because his hands are wet. Sivches. The Mechaber writes, shochach v'yochav v'lo berach Amotzi. If a person forgot, he started to eat, and he didn't make the bracha of Amotzi on the bread, so im niskar b'so chasuda, if he's still eating bread, Mavarach, he still has the right to go make the bracha of Amotzi at that point in time. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Zayin, Amash Yochal Akachkach, we're talking about not making a bracha retroactively, but it's going forward on any bread he's going to eat going forward. Dechi Bishul She'ochal Aratobli Bracha, because the rationale is, he unfortunately forgot to make a bracha until now, so he should continue eating Yachzav Yochabli Bracha. Does that give him a right to continue eating without a bracha? So you're right, so the first five bites that he took, unfortunately, he didn't make a bracha on them. So the next five bites shouldn't have a bracha made on them. So as long as he's still eating, he brings us down the name of the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah does, that person is still eating, is allowed to make a bracha at any point in time. So even if he's had 100 bites, he has only one bite left. For the last bite, he'll make tamotzi on the last bite. So that's if you remember why you still have some food left and you want to eat it. However, the Mechaber says, V'im lo nizkar atche gomar sudoso, but if you don't remember to make the bracha hamotzi until after you finish the meal, so then, ain't no mevarach, then it's too late to go and make a bracha hamotzi. Unfortunately, you missed out on it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memches, Shebirchas hanen, and any bracha that you're making on something that you're getting hanoah from, hu kishar birchas hamitzvos, that has the status like all other birchas hamitzvos, which it means, she'ein mevarach hamaleim elo over lasiyosan, you must make that bracha prior to doing the act, and you can't make that bracha after you've completed the act. The only time you would be allowed to is if you physically could not make the bracha prior to doing the act. For example, we there learned the halachos of Tilas Yadayim. We said, why don't we make the bracha al Tilas Yadayim before we wash the hands, right before we wash the hands? And the answer is because if your hands are dirty, you're not allowed to make the bracha. So therefore, yefshar, you can't make the bracha before you do the action of washing your hands because your hands are dirty. So therefore, in that situation, we make the bracha after we wash our hands. But that's why, as we pointed out there, you shouldn't dry your hands before you make the bracha, because the Tilas Yadayim also includes the drying. So here it's still called over lasiyosan. The bracha is prior to the completion of the act of Al Natilas Yadayim. Look over the Ayin Shom for further details. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Umihu, however, if Efshe lo lechol, lo dmat, the best eitz would be to have another bite. And then Tov Shivarach Hamotzi v'yochal. In this situation, you still would be allowed to go and make the Hamotzi. And this way you get around any concerns. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion in Sif Sifim Ketanim, Mem Vav, and Mem Zayin, writes as follows. He brings down, Kidei Lotze Zgam Das Raivit. Why should you do this and have another bite so you can make Hamotzi? Is in order to be Yotze the opinion of the Raivit. What did the Raivit say? The Sfiru Lei, the Afilu Gomai Sudasu. He holds that even if a person has totally finished his meal, and he's not going to eat anymore, Vein Ochel Od, Klal at all, Gam Kein Tzorich Levarach Birchas Hamotzi Ala Ovar. He can and should make a bracha on the past, on all the food that he just ate. So since over here, the Magen Avraham and the Shagasayya bring down the Das of the Raivid that says that you should make a bracha, so the best eitz is, even though we don't pass like that, is to go and eat another bite. This way the bracha can go, according to all the other poskim, on what you're about to eat, and even if you really didn't want to eat, but as long as you're not stuffed to the gills, and this is not called an achila gasav, this is called still eating, so then you yotzei the opinion of the Raivid, in the sense that you have to make a bracha anyway on all the food that you ate in the past. Now we go to Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Im hum esupak im berach hamotzi imlav. The person doesn't remember, did he or did he not make hamotzi? So then the Mechaber paskins ein ochozim avarach. In this situation, sofik brachos lahokel, we don't make you go back and make a new bracha. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Mem Tes, kish yochal od, you're going to, talking about here we're eating more. If you're not eating more, then it's moot. So even though you're going to eat more, the birchas hamotzi ain't well with the rabbanon, as with almost all brachos, with the exceptions we pointed out already, birchas haTorah and benching. Those are the only two brachos that are right. The araisa, maybe possibly ala milchi as well, but all of the brachos rishonos are midrabanan, and therefore, as I pointed out, usveika lekula sofek brachos the rabbanon. We go lekula. We don't make another bracha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, when he times there, based upon this reasoning, even if he wants to, and be machmer, I'll make another bracha. Ulevarech gam kein eino rasha. You're not allowed to do this, because it's now mishum bracha sheino tzricha. It's a bracha that is totally unnecessary over here. And if you look in Dershu foot number 39, it brings down, umashma sheino mavarech avilu bracha below sheimu malchus. And a person shouldn't even say, baruch hamotzi lechem in haaretz, without saying, baruch ato Hashem, alokeinu melech olam. He's not even required to do that. However, Mihu, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down, Im nizdam in lefono b'misibu also, echot shirotz lecho pas. If another person joins a table who's about to wash, so what should he do in that situation? Tell that person, when you're washing and making hamotzi, have in mind to be motzi me. If I'm not really required to, it's a big deal. So I heard you, I listened to you, and I answered amen. No harm done. And if in fact I was obligated in making hamotzi because I had forgotten previously, so now, Baruch Hashem, I'm yotzi now with you. Nachon shiotziena bevichas hamotzi. So that's the best eitzah over here that one should do. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Im bimkom birchas hamotzi, birach shahakul niyeh bidvaru. If a person made a mistake, and instead of saying hamotzi lechem in haaretz, he said the generic bracha, shahakul niyeh bidvaru, which normally is able to be motzi all other brachos, or, alternatively, he didn't make a real bracha in the Nusach of the Chazal, but he said what the Gemara says is acceptable. Sha'omar, he says in Aramaic, Berich Rachmona, blessed is Hashem, Malka More, the master of everything, the High Pita, who created this bread over here, Yotze. In this situation, he would be, in fact, Yotze as well. In both of these situations, where he said the wrong bracha shahako, which b'diavad will work, or if he said this nusach in Aramaic, which has the equivalent of the words in Hebrew of a bracha, one would be yotze b'diavad. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun explains, Hainu, after pasu dov choshev, even though bread is a very important thing, and it has its own special separate bracha, motzi lecha min haaretz, nevertheless, afilu hochi mahani b'diavad in beruch shahakol. B'diavad, it would work for him to say a shahakol in this situation as well. As Dershu foot number 40 brings down, same idea works by wine. You're supposed to make a bar piagofen, but if by accident you made a shahakol, you'd also be potter for making the bar piagofen, it would work. The kol shekein al kol dover, and certainly the shahakol works for all other things as well. Kiritsa lekavod b'simin reish vav sif aleph, as we'll learn over there, mirtz Hashem, when we get to the halachos of brachos. Siv katan nun aleph. If he makes a shakol niyevid vav instead of the b'motzi lechem in aretz, haynu shomer. He says the full nusach baruch ato Hashem with the real ado pronunciation of Hashem Elokeinu melech olam shakol niyevid vav. You would be yotzi b'diavad. Oh, af shelo hiskir tchilo klal. Or, if you didn't say the nusach of a bracha, baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam, you just said, rak oma, b'rich rachmona v'chule, you said the Aramaic version of it, l'chud, alone, without saying the Hebrew version, also b'diavad, you would be yotze, yotze, kiven she'eh shem u'malchus, because it has the equivalent of shem u'malchus, Hashem's name and the fact that he's the melech of the world. Why? The milas rachmona, because when we said b'rich rachmona, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessed, or is the source of all blessing, the word rachmona, koi b'mokom Hashem, that takes the place of Hashem. the word Hashem. Shekeinu yukorno so b'Bavel, and that was the way that they would refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rachmana in Bavel, in Aramaic. Omilas Malka hu Malchus, and that word Malka represents the aspect of Malchus, so you have essentially a bracha that has Shem and Malchus, which is the essential part of a bracha, and therefore even if you said in Aramaic, you are Yotze b'Di'evit. The issue for number 41 brings down, should people do this whenever they're in a suffix situation? Should they take advantage of this? So in fact, it's a Migmach locus amongst the posim. And somebody who's uncertain, is he or is he not chayav to make a bracha? He doesn't remember, did he make it or not? Was he yotze or not? So then you have a whole number of great poskim saying you should use this Aramaic lashon over here, brich rachmana, malko, more, in order to be yotze, whatever bracha you need to make, and then you add on to it the high pita on this bread or equivalent for other items. The ein b'kach mishum askor shem shemayim levatola, and this is not a problem of saying Hashem's name in vain, which the reason why you don't make a bracha is maybe you don't have to, and then you're saying Hashem's name in vain. This is not considered taking Hashem's name, because this is an Aramaic form of the word, and it's not so bad to be able to say it. And this is brought down in the name of the Pnei Yoshua, the Ben Ishchai, and the Orech HaShulchan. They agree that you should say this. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, the Mincha Shlomo, from Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Yashiv Zatzal, all these great poskim, along with many others, including Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sam Sofer, the Hamik Sheila, and the Prima Godim, and the Pisrei Tshuva, all say that one should not use this Loshon. The reasoning behind this is, Kisha Omer Shem B'Loshon Laz, even though you're saying the name of Hashem in a foreign language, like Aramaic, it has the status of a bracha, and it has Hashem's name, and therefore you can't make a bracha when you're not supposed to make a bracha. Sivkot Nun Beis, the Mishnah writes the high pita on this bread, the imam are malka mori dahai, v'lo his k'shem ha-pas klal. If he doesn't say the word pas, the word bread over here, he just says the king over all of this, so also efshad the yotze, maybe a yotze as well, kivan shapas munachas l'fonav, since the bread is right there in front of him, of course he means it's going on the bread, and he says, v'ayin and bir halocha, go look in the bir halocha for a further discussion of this subject. Incidentally, the Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskel, Brich Rachmona in the Bir Halacha, says that the Rabbeinu Yonah brings down the Tzorech Lomar Gamkein Elohono, that you have to say also that this is the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is Elohim. However, Ushari Poskim lo hivi yadov ezel halacha, but the other Poskim disagreed with Rabbeinu Yonah and didn't bring this down, which is why the Mechaber over here did not bring down that you have to say the word Elohono. They hold that the word Rachmana is adequate, and saying one shame of Hashem is adequate over here. You don't have to say both. Similarly, if a person were to say it in Bracha, Baruch Hashem, Melech HaOlam, he would also be Yotze B'Di'evit. After all, he was Maskir, Shame, and Malchus. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Gimel writes that you're Yotze over here, but when we say the Yotze, all of these situations is B'Di'evit. L'chadchila, abo l'chadchila, also b'shteyim. You shouldn't take the easy way out to say, I'll make a shahako instead of learning the proper brachos, or I'll say the Aramaic form all the time, and this way I'll never say Hashem's name in vain. That's not correct. You should make l'chadchila the proper brachos. The Av, the brachos, then mar m'choloshim. Even though technically a brachon can be made in any language, although, as Deir Shifut number 45 brings down, it's certainly mitzvah min ha-muvchar to make it in Hebrew b'davka. That's only true. Hainu hecha de lo shina klal minusach ha-bracha. You can make it in a foreign language if you don't change the nusach around at all. Avol hacha, hashina minusach shekavu chazal b'loshon ha-kodesh. You did change it around from the language that the chazal set up in Hebrew. Vavil hacha yotze b'dievet. They allowed you to be yotze b'dievet, but not l'chadchila. Kivin shalko ponim, his k'shem u'machos, because, okay, b'dievet, you did say rachmana demare alma, so you were yotze to a certain extent, but only b'dievet. And, of course, you said the inyan ha-bracha, you said what it was about. Ulfi masha pasachem ha-mechabel kamim sifrei shudalit, according to that which the Mechaber paskins later on in Hilchos Brachos, Myri Khan, we're talking here, the Omar, Malko the Omar Mori. He has to say the words, the Melech of the world. And you'll see there a further discussion. You have to say Malko de Mori Almo, or just Malko de Mori. So there he says you should really say Malko de Olma Mori. Umashma Bishas, and it says in the Gemara, Duhu Adin Imama Baruch HaMakom. Melech Olam, that would also be satisfactory, b'dievet, shebara pazeh, the yotze. If a person were to make that nusach of a bracha, it's not the exact nusach that Chazal set up, but it would be yotze, b'dievet. That concludes today's shir.